Welcome to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us in the studio, as he does at this time each week, is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Yo, Mike.
Hello, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing well. Friday night. Can't complain. Beautiful fall day.
Well, I mean, you can complain. You would be wrong, but you could complain if you
wanted. I guess, and I have 3 minutes to do it in. Before we do this week's show, what about the challenge from last time?
I said start with the phrase CB radio users. Drop one letter, and you can rearrange the result to spell the nickname of an NFL team and the nickname of a Major League Baseball team. What are the words?
They are Cubs and Raiders.
That's right. If you drop the O, you can spell Raiders and Cubs. All right, Ian, on October 11th, 1975, NBC's Saturday Night debuted. Hosted by George Carlin and featuring musical performances by Billy Preston and Janis Ian, that first show is the first of 873 episodes aired from Studio 8H in New York City's Rockefeller Center. The March 26, 1977 episode was the first one broadcast under the name Saturday Night Live, which was now available because Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell was canceled by ABC the year before. To commemorate the debut of Saturday Night Live, this week I've brought five questions about a five associated with the show, the group of people who have hosted the show at least five times, known as the Five Timers Club.
Okay.
Actress Candace Bergen was the first woman to host Saturday Night Live, appearing on a November 1975 episode. She became the first woman to join the Five Timers Club when she hosted on May 19, 1990, 2 days before she appeared as the title character in the finale of the second season of what sitcom?
Murphy Brown.
That's right. And Candace Bergen's first episode that she hosted is the first one where the cast appeared with the host during the good nights.
Huh.
The most recent actor to join the Five Timers Club is Jonah Hill, who hit the mark in November of 2018. Hill was scheduled to host in November of 2007, but his episode, along with seven others, were canceled because of what event announced by the Writers Guild of America earlier that month.
I remember the strike.
Yeah, they went on strike. In November of 1982, actress Drew Barrymore became the youngest person to host SNL. She was 7 years old at the time, a distinction she still holds as of 2019. Barrymore entered the Five Timers Club with her 2007 hosting appearance. And 2 years later, she hosted for a sixth time to mark the occasion of her directorial debut of what film, starring Ellen Page as a teenager who joins a roller derby team.
I don't know.
Now, the movie is called Whip It.
Oh, I've never seen it.
And as a bonus fact to cycle back to something we talked about earlier, Drew Barrymore's sixth hosting gig put her as the woman who has hosted the most times. And the person that she surpassed was Candace Bergen. Hosting for the first time in October of 2011, actress Melissa McCarthy became a member of the Five Timers Club on May 11, 2017. McCarthy first rose to television prominence with her portrayal of Suki St. James, the chef at the Independence Inn in Stars Hollow, Connecticut, which is owned by her best friend Lorelai on what comedy-drama series?
Gilmore Girls.
That's right. And finally, what member of the Five Timers Club also appeared as the musical guest on three of the shows he hosted, performing such songs as Senorita, Cry Me a River, and Suit and Tie?
JT.
That's right, Justin Timberlake. And Justin Timberlake also appeared once as the musical guest, but not the host, in 2013, and Jimmy Fallon was the host at that point. Unfortunately, Ian does not get in the Five Timers Club because he didn't get all five answers right this week. Sorry again, Drew. We promise we'll get to Whip It one of these days. Let us know how well you did. quiz@wamc.org.
Or if you're into Alec Baldwin or John Goodman or any of those folks, go to wamc.org/anyquestions for another look at this week's show, some extra credit, or this challenge, Mike.
Start with the phrase five-time host. Rearrange the letters to spell a five-letter word for someone a lawyer might prosecute in court and a seven-letter word for things that lawyers use as part of their case against someone in court. What are the words?
Mike Nothnagel's associate professor of mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, I'll get to work on that challenge, and we'll be back at this same time next week.
We'll see you then.